Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. And today's gospel passage gives us his calling together with his brother Simon, who is the one who will later be called Peter. And we must note the response. First of all, the evangelist makes careful note that they were fishermen. And he adds to the words of the Lord, when our Lord calls him, he says, come after me, I will make you fishers of men. He's already anticipating here what he is about to do. He's about to found his church, the one true church. And he will reiterate this point that he would make them fishers of men at least twice more in the gospel. In both cases, the apostles who were present, on the first case, they were all present. The second case, there was only seven of them. But they were on their boat, you recall, and they fished all night and caught nothing. And our Lord came to them in both cases. First one during his public ministry, and the second time after the resurrection. And he asked them, did you catch anything? And they said, not a thing. And he says, try on the other side, the starboard side. And they obeyed. And they caught a great load of fish. In fact, St. John tells us in the second episode, they caught 353. And our Lord repeats on both times, you will be fishers of men. Their call from now on is to bring souls into the new church, into the one true church, into the family of God. And we note once again the response, particularly here in this call. We actually have the call of Peter and Andrew, and then James and John. And their response is an immediate obedience. They come. They just go. And this obedience would lead to the founding of the church, but also to the great sacrifice they would all have to make. They would all be martyred except for one. St. John was not actually martyred. Though he too had much to suffer, he too was exiled at one point. But he had much to contribute as well, particularly his gospel and his letters and the book of Revelation. But in any case, it meant great sacrifice. But it was a sacrifice they willingly accepted. Particularly once after the resurrection, their faith was strengthened, particularly after the coming of the Holy Spirit, and they went out boldly, unhesitatingly, to preach the gospel, and to bring the gospel, to bring the faith to all people, even a great sacrifice. And when it came time for St. Andrew, he is the one represented carrying the X-shaped cross. He was crucified. And when he saw the cross, the tradition is, he saw it and he embraced it and he praised it. He said, he welcomed the cross upon which his own Savior, our Lord, died. He too was imitating him in death, giving his life for the one true faith, for the very Lord he loved and worked with and suffered for. He embraced that cross and he went willingly to his death. And who knows how many souls were saved? How many new Christians were brought into the faith by his death? And those, of course, of the rest of the apostles and all of the saints, all of the martyrs. So today we reflect on the life of St. Andrew, what we know. We know very little, but what we know. But that he too was an apostle. He too witnessed to the resurrection of our Lord. He too brought the faith to many people. And he too made the great sacrifice of his life for that faith, willingly embracing the cross upon which he was to die in perfect imitation of our Lord. Let us respond in the same way with an immediate obedience to whatever God, whatever mission God gives us, whatever call we have. Above all, to grow in our faith and our love for Christ, such that we too willingly embrace the cross, whatever sacrifice God asks of us, for the faith, for the love of Him, for the love of God, whom we love and serve. Praise be Jesus and Mary.